Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archies Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Thank You for Being Late, An Optimist's Guide to Thriving in the Age of Accelerations, is a 2016 nonfiction work by Thomas L. Friedman that examines the rapid technological, economic, and environmental changes reshaping modern life. Rather than treating disruption as a narrow Bessonese trend, the book presents it as a broad historical shift driven by three accelerating forces, Moore's Law, globalization, and climate change. Friedman uses journalism, analysis, and personal reflection to explain why the world feels faster, more connected, and more unstable than before. The book's purpose is not simply to diagnose upheaval, but to show how individuals, institutions, and communities can respond intelligently. Its central idea is that pausing to think, rather than reacting in panic, is essential for navigating an era in which change is constant and multi-directional. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the age of accelerations is driven by three forces moving at once. Friedman's core framework is that modern life is being reshaped by the simultaneous acceleration of Moore's Law, the market, and Mother Nature. Technology is advancing exponentially. Global markets are more interdependent than ever, and environmental pressures are intensifying through climate change and biodiversity loss. The important point is not that these forces are new, but that they now reinforce one another at the same time, making the pace of change harder to absorb. This helps explain why disruptions show up across everyday life, from the workplace to politics and international relations. By organizing the book around these three accelerators, Friedman offers a way to understand the present as a system of linked pressures, rather than as a collection of separate crises. That system's view is one of the book's main contributions. Secondly, 2007 marks the technological inflection point that changed the scale of disruption. A major claim in the book is that 2007 was a pivotal year because several developments converged. The iPhone arrived, mobile computing became more powerful, and digital platforms began to scale globally. Friedman treats this moment as an inflection point because it changed how people communicate, work, consume information, and organize economic activity. The significance of the year is not just symbolic. It marks the transition from a more linear digital era to one in which connectivity, sensors, cloud services, and software ecosystems accelerated each other. This created what Friedman calls a supernova of energy, meaning that small innovations could suddenly have outsized effects across society. The result is a world where a taxi can be summoned differently, businesses can scale faster, and political movements can spread more quickly. The book uses this technological pivot to explain why many institutions now struggle to keep up. Thirdly, pausing to reflect is presented as a survival strategy, not a luxury. The title itself captures one of the book's most distinctive arguments: being late can be valuable. Friedman uses the idea of pausing to stand against the reflex to rush through every change or panic in response to it. In his view, a brief interruption creates room for reflection, which is necessary when the surrounding environment is moving too quickly to interpret in real time. This is especially important in an age where people are flooded by information, competing demands, and constant updates. The book argues that thoughtful delay can restore perspective, helping readers distinguish between noise and meaningful shifts. That does not mean resisting change, but learning to absorb it without being overwhelmed. Friedman's emphasis on reflection gives the book a practical philosophical dimension. Adaptation works better when people slow down enough to understand what is actually changing and what values should guide their response. Fourthly, fast, fair, and slow form Friedman's framework for navigating disruption. Rather than offering a single policy prescription, Friedman proposes a three-part approach: be fast, fair, and slow. Fast means being innovative, agile, and willing to adapt to new conditions. Fair means recognizing that rapid change creates losers as well as winners, so societies need mechanisms to support those displaced by technological and economic shifts. Slow means preserving space for judgment, ethics, and deep reflection so that people do not lose their sense of purpose in the middle of constant acceleration. These three principles work together. Speed without fairness can produce social backlash, while fairness without speed can leave institutions unable to compete. Slow thinking without adaptation can become nostalgia. The framework is useful because it translates a large historical argument into a practical way of thinking about policy, business, and personal behavior. It also shows that Friedman sees thriving in the modern era as a balance problem, not merely a productivity problem. Lastly, trust and community matter because digital abundance can weaken social cohesion. Friedman does not treat technological progress as automatically beneficial. He argues that as societies become more diverse, networked, and digitally mediated, they need stronger forms of local trust to remain stable. His idea of a topsoil of trust suggests that communities require a shared social foundation, much like fertile ground supports healthy growth. Without that foundation, rapid change can produce fragmentation, suspicion, and political or cultural breakdown. This is why the book gives attention to community life, civic belonging, and the moral habits that hold people together. The argument is especially important because many books about technology focus only on efficiency or innovation, while Friedman asks how human relationships can survive and adapt to scale. By connecting community to resilience, he broadens the meaning of modernization. The point is not to reject digital life, but to ensure that it is anchored by institutions and norms that preserve cooperation and mutual responsibility. In conclusion, Thank You for Being Late should be read by anyone trying to make sense of the modern world at a larger than news cycle level professionals facing workplace change. Students studying globalization, policymakers dealing with social stress, and general readers who want a coherent explanation of why everything feels faster and less stable. Its practical value lies in its ability to connect technology, economics, and climate into one readable framework, then translate that framework into habits of thought such as reflection, adaptability, and civic responsibility. Intellectual readers will appreciate that the book is not just a warning about disruption. It is an argument for how to interpret it without becoming cynical or overwhelmed. What makes it stand out in the business and current affairs category is its scale. It is not a conventional innovation manual, and it is not only a political commentary. Instead, it functions as a broad interpretive guide to the age of accelerations, blending journalism, history, and policy analysis. That combination gives it unusual range and makes it especially useful for readers who want context rather than slogans. If you would like to support Thomas L. Friedman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.